They're known as the Lost Birds, native children who were adopted out of their tribal communities and placed with white families. Nearly 400 of these adoptions took place from 1958 to 1967 through a federal program called the Indian Adoption Project. The ripple effects of that history is told in a new documentary about a mother and daughter with ties to the Lummi Nation as they seek to connect with their native identity. KNKX's Bellamy Palethorpe has more.
The film is called Daughter of a Lost Bird, and it's the first feature documentary from director Brooke Pepien-Swaney, who specializes in contemporary Indigenous stories.
I'm a Blackfeet enrolled tribal member and a descendant of the Bitterroot Salish in Montana, so my native identity has always played a role in my life.
She got the idea for this documentary kind of by accident while working on a short fiction film. The actor she cast to play the role of a Native adoptee is Kendra Milnichuk Potter, who coincidentally had that lived experience. She knew she was adopted at birth by a white family. She thought she had Native heritage, but had no proof. The director urged her to find out.
You know, especially being that she had been put up for a lot of Indigenous roles and was feeling pretty uncomfortable with that fact. And, you know, I just wanted to support her in her journey of finding where she's from and reconnecting because it's so important to me.
But there was an added challenge. Kendra's birth mother was also adopted by white parents with no record of her birth parents. This was in 1980, and tension was high around Native adoptions. The Indian Child Welfare Act had just passed, aiming to keep Native children with Native families. Here's Kendra in an early scene in the film.
When I was adopted, my mom says, the agency had said to her, be careful. If someone like saw her and was like, that's a Native baby, you're white, you shouldn't have her. She was terrified someone was gonna try to take me.
Hi, April, this is Kendra, your birth daughter.
The film follows her for nearly 7 years as she uncovers her Native identity and learns of her mother's traumatic past.
Her generation, the statistics, I think, were 1 in 4 Native children were taken outside of their community and raised, and those children were called lost birds. And so she comes from the lost bird generation, and I am the daughter of a lost bird. So it's this ripple effect of cultural genocide.
Despite that legacy, once Kendra decides to find her birth mother, it happens quickly.
It turned out it wasn't that hard. When I found out that she was open to meeting me, I also found out that I was Lummi, which was information that she had discovered about 20 years after she gave birth to me.
Kendra's birth mother reunited with her father after he sought her out and reclaimed her and celebrated her heritage. What was and still is hard for both women is feeling fully connected to their Native roots. The film depicts 2 visits they make to the Lummi Nation near Bellingham, where they join ceremonies and are embraced by relatives. But in the end, Kendra says, despite ongoing contact with many of them, she's still uneasy. Having grown up in a white world, not knowing that the U.S. government tried to erase Native cultures, reclaiming her Lummi identity is hard. She says she's learned that comfort doesn't equal wellness or wholeness.
But I don't want my children to have the questions that I have. I want them to know where they came from. I want also to better unpack and understand the white supremacy that I, you know, the soup I swim in, what I've grown up in. Part of unpacking that is understanding that I am both.
She confesses that she has yet to complete the paperwork to enroll as a member of the Lummi Nation. She intends to do so soon and make annual visits to the area with her husband and 2 children in the coming years. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
The film is screening online now through tomorrow night as part of the Human Rights Watch Film Festival. There is a discussion and Q&A about it tonight, and you can find links at our website, knkx.org.